This is Dr. Mejia, the clinical patient. Alan Mejia, medical records 150127, date of birth 1/14/1976. Referring physician is Dr. Doris De Leon. Procedure performed, incomplete colonoscopy. Secondary procedures, biopsy, state of the procedure, May 28, 2022. Indications, screening for colon cancer, melena. Post op diagnosis, impression 1, internal hemorrhage, number 2, sigmoid colon polyp, number 3, incomplete colonoscopy period, completed to proximal transverse colon due to redundant colon period. Hepatic flexure, ascending colon cecum, not examined period paragraph. Left insertion, proximal transverse colon, complication non-immediate, medication, aspirin, monitoring, CCF care, prayer paragraph. Operative procedure after informed consent was obtained, patient was put in the left lateral cubitus position, periscopic incision to the anal rectal area, advance up to the proximal transverse colon without complications. So your procedure stopped at that there because of significant looping and redundant colon period. Paragraph. Examination performed pulmonary draw period, oxygen saturation, blood pressure monitored under posterior period, reflection performed at rectum period. Paragraph. Findings in rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1 period, sigmoid colon, diminutive polyp pale by 3 millimeters, co biopsy polypectomy performed. Paragraph. Rest of the sigma descending colon appear normal. Paragraph. Smell flexure appear normal. Paragraph. Transverse colon, portions of the transverse colon examined appear normal up to proximal transverse colon. Paragraph. Hepatic flexure descending colon cecum not examined due to redundant colon. Paragraph. Recommendations 1. For the pathology reports, number 2, high fiber diet, 3, fiber supplementation. Next number, went to clinic, next number, clinically, next number, patient will need a barium enema for evaluate the rest of the colon not examined today.